And now from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. Kyle Hughes is reporting for New York State News. A state Senate committee on Tuesday, April 29th, killed a bill that would have banned the import of hydrofracking waste into New York. The bill's sponsor, Senator Celia Kacich, blamed Senate Republicans for blocking the legislation as a favor to the oil and gas industry. The bill was rejected by the Senate Environmental Conservation Committee in a party line vote of 7-6. The senator introduced the bill last May, but it was not placed on the committee's calendar until now. Kacich said hydrofracking companies in Pennsylvania already disclosed that toxic waste they produce is shipped for disposal to companies in Western New York and New York's Southern Tier. The gas industry is not currently required to disclose what chemicals are used during the hydraulic fracturing process, commonly called fracking. New York does not allow high-volume fracking, but there is no prohibition on the transport and dumping of the waste material from other locales. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Dennis Yusko is reporting at the Saratoga blog. The Saratoga County Independence Party voted on Monday, April 28th, to endorse Republican State Senator Kathleen Machon for re-election. The first-term senator from Half Moon said Tuesday she was honored to have received the party's endorsement. Democrats have not announced a candidate to oppose Machon. Machon represents the 43rd State Senate District, which includes Columbia County and parts of Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Washington counties. She has also received endorsements from the Columbia County Republican Committee, the Columbia County Conservative Committee, the Saratoga County Republican Committee, and the Rensselaer County Republican Committee. Read the full story at the Saratoga blog. And now a look at our weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch effective Wednesday night through Thursday morning for the Capital District and Mid-Hudson Valley. A large, slow-moving, low-pressure system will impact the area, resulting in widespread showers. The heaviest rainfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon and evening. Total rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are expected Wednesday night through Thursday. The higher totals are expected to the south and east of the Capital District, with locally higher amounts up to 4 inches possible in the eastern Catskills. Minor flooding of rivers and streams is possible, with flooding of poor drainage, urban and low-lying areas likely with the heavy rainfall. For today, periods of rain, high near 49 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 100%. For tonight, rain with thunderstorms, also possible after 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, low around 48 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. For tomorrow, Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon, high near 72 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. For tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then isolated showers between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 45 degrees. For Friday, scattered showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, high near 66 degrees. For Friday night, scattered showers mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 43 degrees. And the outlook for Saturday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 67 degrees. And for Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 45 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:50 a.m. The sunset today will be at 7:54 p.m., and the length of our day, 14 hours and 3 minutes. For more information, please go to our website, wgxc.org. Go to the top of the page and click on Newsroom. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 30th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.